7:35 now at 89.5 KWGS. Good morning. Look for clear skies today and a warmer day overall. Although we're starting out cold, we should rebound to 48 this afternoon. I'm John Durkee, and the end-of-the-year crime stats are starting to trickle out. Burglaries, for example, hit a six-year low, but violent crimes were up over the year. And in one category, 2012 saw a significant increase in the number of rapes in the city of Tulsa and in Tulsa County. This morning, Catherine Roberts takes a look at the numbers to try and find out what we can learn from these numbers about sexual assaults in our town.
Reports of rape are up in 2012 from the previous year by 14%, according to Domestic Violence Intervention Services' Angela Brown.
Well, in 2011, we have 435 rape exams, and then in 2012, it went up to 489.
Brown says it's difficult to make too many inferences from those figures. That's because the majority of cases of sexual assault go unreported.
Could be that more people are actually coming forward and making reports. And another reason for the increase could be an increase of sexual assault.
Either way, the reasons behind underreporting of rapes are many, she says.
A lot of this is because most people don't know about services that are out there, the shame that's associated with sexual assault, the way that our society responds to sexual assault victims. And so that means that victims are less likely to come forward to help.
She points out that the rate of reporting of sexual assault differs for different types of attacks. The primetime television scenario of a jogger being attacked by a stranger is one, and sexual assault by a friend or acquaintance is the other.
We do know that, however, stranger rapes are reported more because our society accepts them in a different type of way.
That's significant in Tulsa because last year also saw an increase in those kinds of stranger rapes.
There probably more than likely is an increase in stranger assaults, but we are happy that more people are coming forward.
She says despite the numbers, it's still difficult to tell just what's going on. That's because while more stranger rapes are reported, the vast majority of sexual assault cases are of the other variety.
Acquaintance rapes are more common. Definitely you're going to see more acquaintance rapes, but those are just less reported because normally acquaintance rapes are like sexual assaults between friends of friends, people that are dating, and so those people are less likely to come forward for help because this person that normally is the attacker is someone that they know or someone that they had given trust to, so it's harder for those victims to actually come forward and receive help.
She says these kinds of attacks are more common by far.
The majority of sexual assaults, 80% of sexual assaults, are still committed by perpetrators that know their assailant.
What does that mean for protecting yourself? Brown says it means vigilance in more than one setting.
So I would tell people that they just have to be diligent when it comes to their personal lives, who they're in dating relationships with, and also when they're out hanging out, who they're hanging out with, who's in their circle. When they're out running in the park, I do think people need to become more diligent about being safe.
I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
7:39 now. We'll check out traffic and weather for you in 10 minutes. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.